Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Dwight's calling again.
Don't answer.
Patrick, he's going to want to know what's going on. I mean, I could pick him up. I could put the phone up.
Look, he will find out what's going on.
Napoli said no, the figure stays the same.
Ah, fuck.
There's other options out there, pal, all right? That'll mean less spending. I can get us something for 22, 29, 35. There's a couple of guys at 42 or around 44 if I can negotiate,
right,
you know?
Let's tap the brakes now.
No, we're not tapping the brakes.
We're already upside down in the ditch, Jess. The car's on fire.
Shut up. Let me think.
We don't have to sign him,
oh,
you know.
Oh, if I had a quid for every time someone has bloody said that.
You'd have the money to sign him.
Woody's right. Do that bingo calling again.
I've got a 22 mil, a 29, 35. I can go cheaper, got a guy unlucky for some 13. Even got a lucky 7. 7 mil, now that's something, isn't
Enough.
It?
Who is that?
Probably Christine. It's internal.
Hello?
Patrick, I've got Dwight on the line. Just putting him through.
No, Christine, no!
Hey, Patrick!
Hi, Dwight.
You are a difficult guy to track down.
Yeah, I'd make a good serial killer.
I guess so. Listen, Patrick, we're analyzing the potential of the Akufo deal from our side.
Yeah,
and it's a no-go from ASG. Okay, buddy? So perhaps look how those funds can be best used elsewhere.
I see.
Thanks for your understanding. Are you with the gang right now?
I am, yeah.
Hey, gang, how are we?
Hi, Dwight.
Hi.
Hi.
Missing you guys.
Missing you too.
I'm hoping to be over next week. We can go for some drinks.
Absolutely.
What was that pub you took me to, Chris?
As the Sheaf.
The Sheaf. I love that.
Woody,
I love that.
Weatherspoons.
They show football.
Weatherspoons. That's great. Okay, guys, I gotta run. Patrick, it's a pleasure. And remember, don't let that money go to your head. I'm watching you, buddy. Take care, folk.
Woody, call Napoli. Give them the money.
Jesus Christ, you're insane.
Woody, call Napoli, give them the money.
All of it.
Woody, call Napoli, give them the money!
Roger that, boss.
Akufo's a little shit, you know that, right?
He's a character, all right? People love characters. Look at the PM, look at the president.
Yeah, but we have to handle him.
And we'll handle him.
It's going to be a problem.
He's not. Okay, he is an incredible player. He's actually world class, unlike the rest of that rabble.
Patrick, he's refusing to play for Napoli.
Yeah, so?
God, you see, he's a hothead and we don't need that.
Will you relax? He's Ghanaian. He's not Italian, is he? He's not Dutch or Argentinian. They're the bad ones.
Remember when we had Danny Osvaldo?
Yeah, one of the best players we ever had.
Right, I know.
So, what's your point?
You said to me once that Danny Osvaldo probably cost you 2 years of your life in stress.
Welcome to the Premier League, Jess. There's 100 Danny Osvaldos.
£66 million bid accepted.
Bingo.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
out there?
Fucking chaos.
I've never seen them like it.
Well, I have given the people what they want. I've answered their prayers. What can I say?
Look at it down there. They're dancing in the street. I haven't seen them like this since the referendum.
What can I say? The people love me.
I think they love a £66 million signing.
What shall I do with this newfound admiration?
Find a way of monetizing it, please, pal, right? We've just blown a £66 million hole in the operating budget.
Don't be cynical, Woodall. This is the beauty of football. You know, this is the power of the relationship between fan and player, the unbroken link of inspiration and devotion. Nothing can come between them.
Patrick, Rob Jefferson is here.
Oh, fuck off. What's he here for?
Oh. What are you here for, Rob?
I represent Christian Akufo.
He says he represents Christian Akufo.
Oh, fucking bollocks.
Shit. Cunt.
Do they know I can hear them?
Come on up, Rob. I'm just loading up my shotgun.
Oh, fuck. I knew this would fucking happen.
Diva footballer has a dickhead for an agent. Wowie, catch me before I faint in disbelief.
Don't catch her.
I knew I saw a Ferrari out there.
It's a football club, Jess. There's dozens of Ferraris out there.
Yeah, but I recognise his.
Okay, right, come on, think. He's going to want 10% of the signing bonus and his first annual wage. What is that, Woody?
Oh,
come on, think quickly. He's coming.
It's,
10. 25. 38,
40. Shut up!
Jess, let him think.
It's 2 million... £134,110.67.
Right, well, round it down.
Lose the 67p.
No, round it down to 2 million.
But that's not 10% of the signing on and first annual wage, though.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not giving that kind of money to Rob fucking Jefferson.
Hold on. How much have we given Akufo a week?
£210,000.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that?
£210,000.
£210,000.
Yeah, but I got goal bonuses down to 11 grand, which is cheap these days.
That's a bargain.
£210,000.
You know, the signing on fee is actually pretty reasonable.
It is, isn't it?
How much?
£800,000.
Do you have any idea what this is going to do to the players?
Make them win games?
They're going to be out for blood.
Whose?
Yours and Christian of fucking Akufo. You can't bring someone in and pay him more than the captain, more than the international level goalkeeper, more than all of our forwards put together.
Oh, can't I?
No. Why has it come as a shock to you that Rob is involved? Surely you've been dealing with him as the agent the whole time.
Oh, I don't do stuff direct, for heaven's sake. I get other people on it.
Did have an inkling it was Rob at the heart of this shitty deal.
It's not a shitty deal, okay? I can get Akufo in if I want him, even if it does unsettle matters.
Well, you can. It's just not advised.
Oh, where was this advice earlier?
We said this loads of times. So did Dwight.
Oh, fuck Dwight!
Not interrupting, am I?
No, absolutely not. Thanks for responding to the ad, Rob. It is difficult to find dickheads on such short notice. Take a seat.
Oh, these are nice.
Oh, God, Woody, get him a shitty chair from Mickey's office.
Oh, what? On it.
Rob, you had a good Christmas, I see.
Had one of them, those birds inside a bird, like the human centipede, but Christmas dinner and with birds, not humans.
Lovely.
Think it was a pigeon?
A pigeon?
Inside a duck? That was inside a chicken, inside a turkey.
Okay, Rob.
It was the old lady. You know.
What old lady?
The old lady.
Juventus? We're signing him from Napoli.
No. You know, the old lady that swallowed a fly.
Oh, are you still banging on about these fucking Christmas birds? Oh. look, I'm in the middle of something important right now, Dwight. We'll speak soon. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Right, Rob. Talk to me.
Well, then, she swallowed a spider to catch the fly.
No, not about the old lady. Christian Akufo.
Best striker in world football.
Yeah, he better be.
He is a thoroughbred, Patrick. You've backed the right horse on this
one.
Yeah,
well, if he breaks his leg, I'll shoot you, not him.
Right, here you go, pal. Get out of that chair.
Oh, it's so comfortable.
That chair can do a hell of a lot better than your arse, Robert, all right? Now, fuck off. Sit in this thing.
Fucking hell, this is like a primary school chair. Where were we? Anyway, yes, my prized racehorse.
You are getting 2 million for that stallion. Happy? Good. Now fuck off and send the Ghanaian superstar.
It's 2,134,110.66.
67p.
Woody.
Oh, God's sake.
All right. 2,134,110.67.
Yes, that's lovely, Rob, but you are getting 2 million.
That's not what I take.
You'll take what I give.
Why?
Because I fucking said so, all right? What, you want to scrap this deal at the last minute because of a pathetic fee for a pathetic agent? Then do it. I double dare you. Try me.
2 million.
2 million.
Consider it done. I'll get it drafted.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, and Rob, the old lady that swallowed a fly, do you know how that ends?
Yeah, she swallows a whole load of other shit.
No, she tries to swallow a horse and chokes to death. So let's not have that little fairy tale play out, shall we? See you and your prize stallion later.
Hey, fuck off and fetch a pail of water.
Woody.
What?
That was rubbish.
What was?
Patrick did a really cool, scary bit and then you ruined it.
Yeah.
What? Fetch a pail of water?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's Jack and Jill, isn't it?
So?
So, I was going with the fairy tale theme and Jack falls over, doesn't he? Hurts his wee head.
That's shit, mate.
Now, you ruined that. You know, I look really cool and scary then and you just ruined it.
Oh, sorry, pal.
No, it's too late now, isn't it? Too bloody late. Anyway, what was I saying?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Can you see him?
Nah, not yet.
Shit.
Hey, he's not going to stand us up, pal. He's on 210k a week.
Yeah, I know. I just need these signed.
Fucking hell, look at the time. Jesus, where is he?
Oh, bollocks. Right, okay, just start thinking about other options in case he doesn't turn up.
Behave yourself, pal. He'll be here.
Might buy Everton, just to piss off Everton.
Ah, come on, pal. We could do a lot better than Everton Suarez. So could Everton, as a matter of fact.
I'm telling you, all right? We've got to get a big bid in before Big Ben bongs.
Big Ben, bong off. You're just spending on some old bollocks. Just focus.
Big Ben won't bong for bollocks, would he?
Who the bloody hell's that the Sky have sent?
What?
The reporter, some kid.
Some kid?
Hey, I don't recognise him.
What, isn't Rob Dorset or the Purple Dildo guy?
No.
I'm spending 66 million quid here and they've just sent a fucking intern.
Well, maybe they didn't think Ashford would spend much in January, you know?
Yeah, well, okay, when the PM makes a speech, you don't send some bloody, you know, runner. You send the blonde girl, Laura, what's her name? You know, you send in your
right,
big guns.
On. Sorry, pal. This could be him.
What, could be or is him?
It's like a bright gold Bugatti with silver rims.
Oh, yeah, I think that's him.
Okay, he's coming by me now, all right? He's parking up.
Excellent.
Terrible parking job. His wheel is going all over the next bay.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes, so.
Right, hang on, he's getting out. 100%, that is definitely him.
Okay, let me just get everything looking good in here. Oh, God,
what
is it?
What are you doing?
I'm just cleaning my office, all right?
He's not your fucking mother-in-law, pal. He's a footballer. You're his boss. What was that?
Oh, just a sort of lavender room scent.
Oh, aye, that'll seal the deal, pal. Right, he's gone in the building. I can see through the lobby, and he's pressing the button on the lift, right? He's waiting. So he's got a nice watch on. He's in the lift. Patrick, he is in the lift, all right? He's on his way.
Should I go out to the lift and greet him, or should I wait in the office?
Just wait in the office, pal, all right? And pretend to be busy.
Well, I am busy.
Ah, I know. Pretend you're talking to another player on the phone, right? Then he'll be put in his place, like, straight away.
Who shall I pretend I'm talking to?
I don't know. Anyone.
Quick, he's coming.
Just think on your feet, pal.
Hi, Christian. Great to see you. Look, take a seat. Just be 2 seconds, okay?
That's it, pal.
Yeah, so, anyway, Mr...
Any player is fine, pal.
Mr...
Any player.
Dammit.
Dammit. Paul fucking Dummett. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I look forward to picking this up later, okay, Paul?
You're an idiot, you. Paul fucking Dummett. Say anyone. Anyone will do, and you say Paul Dummett.
Okay, Paul, bye now. Say hi to the wife and kids.
Oh, aye. Don't forget about Mrs. Dummett and the wee Dummetts, pal. You know what? I hope we do sign him, you know? We'll have Dumb and Dummett.
Christian! Oh, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I've seen incredible things on the pitch and heard wonderful things off it, so we are just, you know, so happy to be welcoming you on board at Ashwood City. And, you know, we really hope that you can be the difference for us, you know, not just for this season, but in the future as we challenge for Europe and continue on in the offensive.
Micah.
What? Sorry?
Someone needs to get Micah.
Oh, the double bay parking situation, you mean? Yes, good point. I should also maybe have mentioned that it is it's actually pay and display as well. So, I mean, if you do have a couple of quid on you.
Not that car. My other car.
Your other car?
Yes, in Naples. Someone get my car, please. Thank you.
Can I just pop out for 2 seconds, Christian? Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Jess, it's me.
Oh, good.
So, Christian is here.
That is usually how it works.
Yeah, and he's left his car in Naples, and he wants someone to pick it up.
What?
Well, it's not like that. He said please and thank you.
It's not a milk with two sugars, Patrick. It's a car he's left in Naples.
Yeah, I know, but the car he has here is obviously not his favourite.
How has he got a car there? He's only just arrived.
Okay, look, let's not get bogged down in the detail.
Fucking hell. Right, well, this is Theo's area of expertise, really, so maybe try him.
Good point.
Night-night, Henry. No, I'm not reading you another bedtime story. Now, you be a good boy and go to bed. It's past your bedtime. Mummy needs to...
My office, what? Now.
Patrick, I'm saying goodnight to my son.
Come on.
Get off! My wife bought me this jacket. It's from Next.
This way.
Patrick, can you... Ow!
In here.
You're pinching the
Christian,
skin.
Christian, hi. Me again. This is Theo Clinton. He is our chief player liaison officer. He can sort out any immediate issues you have on your big move, like...
My car.
Your car. Exactly, yes.
Okay. Great. Nice to meet you, Christian. What can we do for your car? Does it need a repair? Or are you looking to hire a car now you've arrived? You know, we actually have some drivers who are available.
You get my car.
I get your car. We can arrange a purchase from a dealer, if that's what you mean.
No, pick up my car.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, absolutely. Is it at the airport?
No, it is in Naples.
Sorry, it's where?
In Naples.
It's in Naples. Patrick, can I have a word?
Sure.
His car is in Naples?
Wrong. One of his cars is in Naples.
He wants me to go and pick it up.
Theo, come on. It's probably a Lamborghini or something. You know, there's balding men in midlife crises all over the country that would pay for this kind of shit.
I'm not going to Naples to pick up a car.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, no. No, you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Premium economy.
What?
I'll book you in premium economy one way to Naples.
One way? What? You're going to get me whacked?
What? No, you're driving the car back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
First class.
No, fuck off.
Business.
Premium economy.
Business.
Premium economy, and you can take a driver to the airport.
Fine.
Good. Now, go on. Fuck off. Arrivederci. Sorry about that, Christian. Theo is going to sort out your car, and that'll be back with you in a day or so, I would think. So.
Good.
It's a nice phone. That is out. Is that a real gold case?
Yes.
Wow.
Cool. Is that selfies? I mean, are you taking selfies?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, is that for Facebook or for...
Instagram,
yeah, right. No, cool, man. Yeah.
Thirty million followers. Yes.
Christ, that's like Poland.
Huh?
Nothing. Listen, Christian, I just wanted to meet you, you know, and say that we're really proud that you decided to join us. And I know you want to go and discuss things further with Rob, but this move is very important to us. And you know, I really hope that you can call this place home. So... thank you. Here.
What's this?
Well, it's something pretty special, actually. It's a gift from me to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a year's membership at a local country club, which has great facilities. You know, I'm sure that you're going to love it. You know, maybe you could pop it on your Instagram, let everyone know how great it is, and all that.
This is a strange gift.
Oh yeah. What gifts do you normally get?
Cars.
Oi! What have you said to him? You can't speak to him unless I'm here.
No. See, now that is a police interrogation, Rob.
Christian, come on. Let's go through this, and then you can sign.
Good to meet you, Christian.
My car is in Naples.
Yes, I know. Theo will get it. Gareth, it's me.
All right.
Look, I can give you some of the info on this deal.
Great.
The national papers should follow your lead if it looks like it's from the source.
You know, some of them are running with your financial investigation stuff.
Yes, I know.
Guardian got some good stuff.
Why do you think I just bought this guy?
Ground the story in a £66 million transfer.
Should work. Expensive, sure, but should work. Some of the extra details should get people talking as well.
I'm all ears.
Right, wages and bonuses. Firstly, note this down. He's left a £250,000 car in Naples.
Fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it just... Right, so... a solid gold phone.
Oh,
well.
This is gold. Literally.
Look, I'm going to email you the finer details of all this. Sending it now.
Got it.
Great.
Turn our attentions now to the back of the studio, to the big clock, to the big clock... And you'll see there that it's coming closer to 11 p.m. It's 5 seconds to go. It's 4 seconds to go. 2, 1. And that's it.
Well, there you go.
Yep. We've left the EU and you're already 66 million quid poorer.
Yeah, very good.
Deadline day has come to a close.
I forgot we were leaving the EU tonight.
What is it?
Pretty firmly. So
Nothing. I just realised something, but do you know what? It should be fine anyway. What were we saying there? You can keep in touch with us by tweeting us.
Whoa, shush. I said I just need to drive through the border. I need to transport the car. Transportio uno caro. Look, Brexit doesn't actually mean I can't pass through the borders as such. It just means...
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.